WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In the coming days, the first aid ship set to arrive at the new floating pier off the coast of Gaza. The maritime pier, built by the U.S. military, will bolster critical aid into the war-torn enclave. The Pentagon, Sabrina Singh, says distribution will be an international effort.
Aid will be offloaded from the ships at a floating roll-on, roll-off distribution facility, ferried to this Trident pier, and then driven to the shore in Gaza, where USAID and the UN will manage the distribution.
The Department of Internal Affairs confirming that Army Staff Sergeant Gordon Black, who was detained in Russia, has pleaded guilty to charges of theft. Gordon's family says he met a Russian woman while stationed in South Korea and traveled to Russia on personal leave. The hush money trial continues with cross-examination of Donald Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen. His attorneys are working to poke holes in Cohen's testimony. And the Dow trading above 40,000 points for the first time ever today. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday reminding Black voters in particular how the administration is investing in communities.
We don't lack for talent. We don't lack for skills. We don't lack for good ideas and innovative thought. But there are those who, with all of that, lack for access.
Harris is announcing $40 million to help expand housing counseling services across the country. $300,000 of that is coming to Wisconsin. The Washington County District Attorney will look into possible charges against State Representative Janelle Branchon. The Wisconsin Elections Commission accuses her of an illegal scheme to steer $40,000 to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's primary challenger 2 years ago. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland County is once again dealing with where to house the Extension Office. The Richland County Executive Finance Committee met Tuesday night to discuss and act on various agenda items relating to finances of the county. This past year, the Extension Office has moved out of the East Building on the UW-Richland campus following the sale of the building to the Richland School District to the Community Services Building. The Extension was then moved back to its original home on the UW-Richland campus in Melville Hall. However, since UW-Platteville will be pulling out of the agreement with the county and will be handing over the keys, the decision once again needs to be made on the best way to house the extension, as well as being fiscally responsible. The problem, County Administrator Candace Pesch stated, with keeping extension at Melville Hall is the astronomical cost of heating and cooling the building for just the extension. It was suggested to move the extension office to the fairgrounds office. The committee will continue to look at alternatives. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Brewers bombard the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Pittsburgh jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. Then the Brewers turned it into a home run derby. Milwaukee with five batters with home runs on the way to a 10-2 victory over the Pirates to win the series. It started with William Contreras and his shot to right field in the third. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz.
Yeah, usually William is the one to open the floodgates with anyone. He's hitting extremely well right now, and so when he gets going, it's pretty fun.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, I was pleased with today's effort at the plate. You know, Ortiz, sneaky, has been good against righties and lefties. And Churio looks like he's gaining some confidence. Contreras is out of his mind. Like, it's epic what he's doing.
NFL schedules are out, and the Packers will be playing on Thanksgiving, this time in prime time at home against the Dolphins.